going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Elliot, I'm curious, in your opinion, how did you guys do things better this year than you did last year or in years past?
I just think the whole vision for the team was really good. Not that we didn't have that last year, you know, or with Bill previously, but there was a lot of clear communication between Vrabel and our staff. He was around a lot in our meetings. It was just a really good process. And then I would say, you know, as the guys are still working on it right now, hopefully they're closing some of these undrafted free agent deals out. And this is on me from last year. You know, we just didn't have an organized enough process, and Ryan Cowden and Coach Vrabel and Stretch really came in and you know, helped me organize this. And I think we're going to have a productive group.
That was quite an omission, or admission rather, from Elliot Wolf. Like, I want to give him credit for saying this is on me, but maybe say a little less.
Yeah.
We weren't organized enough.
No.
I needed Vrabel and Stretch and Ryan Cowden and all these other guys to get organized. Like, that's quite an admission, and I guess you got to give him credit on some level. But maybe keep that to yourself next time. Don't say the quiet part out loud.
That was like Cam Neely talking about the 2015 draft. Like, Don Sweeney didn't even know he was going to have the job for like a month. And like, we didn't know what was going on there. We couldn't make any trades. And we should have talked about the picks after the picks. You're like, all right. Like, we know it was bad, but I guess that's good. I think it was like all these guys helped me.
Yeah.
Like, Elliot, you're not in charge.
No.
You're not in charge. And you're a part of the group, I guess, but these are Vrabel's picks.
I see this in the Twitch chat, and I've heard others say this as well, that, oh, well, it's not a bombshell. We knew Wolf needed to implement a system. Do people honestly think this draft was Elliot Wolf's system?
I do not.
Do people think his system had anything to do with these picks? Like, come on.
I don't think he had a big say.
Last year, maybe his system wasn't fully installed, but the idea that it wasn't organized, that no one said it wasn't organized. Right. No one said they like weren't ready. Not organized means you kind of weren't ready. No one said that. We knew they were implementing the system and it was going to take some time to put in. You weren't organized.
I mean, you had months. Like, you knew you had the job for months.
So that was Wolf after the full draft, mm-hmm. all 7 rounds, which I gave a B. You gave a
B plus.
Scheim gave it an A. You know, I think a lot of people were very high on this draft. Kiper gave him an A. Well, I don't know how we feel about Mel Kiper these days.
I don't know.
You know, I'm looking.
He did give the Browns an A plus purely because they took Shadur.
Did he actually?
Yeah, they took 3 quarterbacks.
I had not seen
that. A plus.
Wait, did he really give them an A plus?
I didn't realize that. That's hilarious.
The thing was Mel Kiper gives out 1 A plus, and it was the Browns.
It was the Browns?
Yes.
Okay. No, I saw the headline.
So if you want to point to Kiper's grading today, go right ahead. But that's
Kiper.
Yikes.
Wow. So Dylan Gabriel in the 3rd round, yeah. And you get an A.
Yes. You know, I'm looking at like the Yahoo roundup today. Patriots get an A. I'd give it an A if I liked Will Campbell at 4. I don't. I have a hard time going to the A range.
Sorry. The Browns.
Yes.
Traded out of Travis Hunter and got Mason Graham and 2 quarterbacks, and they got an A+.
Yeah. They passed on Travis Hunter.
Correct.
They got a 5'8" Dylan Gabriel, or
and they drafted 2 running backs, 2 quarterbacks, and Mason Graham.
What was one of the backs, though? Quinshon Judkins?
Junkins.
I like that.
No, he's
I mean, I do like that pick.
And Mason Graham might be fine, but you could add Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
And you don't get Travis Hunter, and you get Mason Graham, two quarterbacks, two running backs. You get an A+.
So let me.
I hate to say this because I've always been a fan of Mel Kiper.
You have.
That might be time.
if they're not letting
Lee Corso do it anymore, might be time for Mel.
I said on Thursday night on night one, I'm like, he's suspiciously not a part of the broadcast. That changed.
We know why.
Oh, my God, did that
They're probably
change.
Like, we got the Shador guy. We don't need him all night one. These guys are actually getting picked. Let's talk about them.
Save your bullets, Mel. Save your bullets for day two and three.
What do you think about the Mason Graham pick? Why did they not take Shador? So like, all right, back down.
Who had a worse weekend, Bill or Mel?
I think Bill.
I think Mel.
I think Bill, because this whole thing locally was like a talker here and there. Now I feel like nationally everyone's like, what has happened and is he okay? I think so. I think there's concern for Bill.
What the hell's going on with Bill?
Well, I think that the voices of the man he's living his best life dead.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying that. And if you are, watch that interview again.
No, he's living his
man,
best life.
Man, he's living his best life. Oh, man, I'm jealous of Bill. You are?
Yeah.
Maybe don't be.
Seriously.
I think he had a worse weekend. I think Mel, though, man, that was a rough
Maybe goal. You're right. Nationally, Bill's going to take more of a hit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know about that. But, like, maybe nationally people weren't as aware of the Bill stuff. Locally,
we were kind of on it.
I feel like we were aware of this. I didn't realize Mel had lost it that much.
Yikes.
That was a bad weekend for both of them.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.